Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's on this day that we enter the ancient and surprisingly still popular season known as Hallowtide. What has the tide got to do with Halloween? The tide suffix is common to all the liturgical seasons. Advent tide, Christmas tide, Passion tide, Paschal tide, Whitsun tide, and Hallowtide. These are the normal names and the older names for the season of Advent, which lasts from the Sunday nearest to the Feast of St. Andrew the Apostle, the 30th of November, Christmas, from Christmas Eve to the Baptism of the Lord, and so on. Hallowtide, of course, is made up of 3 days. All Hallows Eve, also known as Halloween on the 31st of October, All Saints on the 1st of November, and All Souls on the 2nd of November. Today is then a good way to consider how I will live these feasts to how I normally live. How will I keep the Vigil of All Saints tonight? How will I celebrate the saints tomorrow? How will I honour the dead on All Souls Day? It's worth taking time to consider so we can live these feasts well. Let us pray. Grant, Lord God, that we, your servants, may rejoice in unfailing health of mind and body, and through the glorious intercession of Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, may we be set free from present sorrow and come to enjoy eternal happiness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.